clearly disappointed with the end result. I mean, taking nothing away from them, they kept fighting, but you know, I thought we were the better team for you know, the majority of the game. Thought we controlled possession, thought we had better scoring chances. But hey, we ended up on the wrong side of it. We lost, so you know, tough way to go down.
Thanks, Coach. Go ahead.
Yeah, in between the periods, Lane Hudson said there was nothing really that was surprising about Northeastern. Did anything change later in the game, or how can you expand on that as a coach?
I don't think anything changed. They just, you know, they found a way to score, to tie it up on the power play. Other than that, again, I think for they had a little push at the beginning of the third, I thought. But after that, again, we were in their end for lots of the third period. We just couldn't extend the lead. That was probably the biggest issue there. We just couldn't find a way to extend the lead.
Go.
Just what are the positives you take out of this game?
I liked the way we played. I liked our competitiveness. I thought we, you know, owned the puck most of the night. So I just like the way all our guys came to play tonight. So that's a positive for sure. It's just the, you know, certainly not the result we want.
What could you have done differently in overtime?
We had some chances. Three on three, it's, you know, it's going to go back and forth. Whoever's possessing the puck is probably going to get the better chances. I don't know if there's anything we could have done different, really.
Coach, what are you drawing from this game as you prepare next for Providence and for the rest of the season?
We got to get past it. We got to keep our heads high. We played, you know, we played a good hockey game. So we can't get discouraged by it. We can't get down. We got to be, you know, ready to bounce back. You know, we have a couple of tough weekends coming up. Providence is a very good team. So, you know, we got to put this one behind us and move forward.
Coach, you guys have talked a lot about closing out games, consistency this season. It was a pretty good third period, like you said. Just what do you take from that when you had that many chances and it still doesn't go your way?
Yeah, I like the way we played in the third. You know, we ended up having to kill a penalty. I got to take some deep breaths before I talk about that, to be quite honest with you. But we ended up in the box, so we had to kill a penalty. Weber ended up losing the stick, and overall we did a pretty good job till the end there, but yeah.
Dylan Peterson left the game, came back, but wasn't putting a lot of weight on that right leg. Just what's
he seemed okay after, so he'll be evaluated again after the game, and you know, we'll see where it goes tomorrow.
Coach, is this team at a bit of a crossroads after the sweep to BC? You did rebound from that nicely, then tonight's loss, six games left. You know, where do you put it all in perspective as far as you know, where you were and where you are now?
I like our team. We've had a little bit of a, you know, we had a little bit of a rough patch there, losing three games in 5 days. We bounced back pretty well. Like I said, I like the way we played tonight. We ended up on the wrong side of it at the end. So I think we're in a good spot.
Just to get ready for Friday, how much is it an emotional or mental hurdle now after, you know, being pot stakes?
I think we just got to get past it. You know, it's as a group, we got to come together and get past it. And, you know, we'll have a day off tomorrow, get back to work on Wednesday, and move forward. That's all you can do. That's in the past now. We gotta move forward and continue to grow and get better as a team. Go.
In any other regular season game, you know, it's probably pretty easy to get past a game like this where you like the way you play, just came out on the wrong side. How much more challenging is it when it's, you know, this tournament, this?
Well, it's disappointing. It's our players are really disappointed. It's a big deal, this tournament, and to win this tournament. And when you know, as a group, I'm sure our guys felt like we should have won that game. And so, but we, like I said, we got to move past it. It's a learning experience that we have to learn from and grow from and move past it. That's all you can do. It's over now.
There's no other questions for Coach. You got one more. Take one more.
there any potential, you think, for this, you know, to be a galvanizing force, especially for, you know, senior players and players who this is their last bean pot, sort of to fuel the six games that are left in the regular season?
I think so. I think those are the guys you really feel for, their last opportunity to win this tournament. So, yeah, it's tough, I'm sure, for those guys, but we have a mature group in there. You know, these guys, they'll bounce back. We respond pretty well when we face a little bit of adversity, and our guys are, you know, they'll come together from this.
Coach,